Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 7th, 2019. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the psalm that was assigned for today's worship service, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses of the Negev. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. This brief psalm is a part of a group of psalms called the Psalms or Songs of Ascent. And Bible scholars believe that these particular psalms were sung as pilgrims made their way up to the temple at Jerusalem. They were songs meant to evoke the ways in which God had intervened in Israel's past. And they were meant to encourage pilgrims to keep the faith about the ways that God would intervene on Israel's behalf in the future. One of the lines that really catches my attention is that when Israel returns from captivity in Babylon, which is what this psalm recounts, is that their return to Jerusalem, the people of God's return to their land, is actually a testimony to the power of their God. So much so that their neighbors, the nations, those around them say, "The Lord has done great things for them." And then the refrain in verse 4, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed." You see, it's one thing for the nations, all of their neighbors, to recognize that God has done a great thing for them. It's quite another for the people of God to recognize that God has indeed done great things for them. As I've reflected upon this psalm, I've thought about those of us who are descendants by faith of the people of God. And I've thought about what it means to live as 21st century believers and followers of the way of Jesus, and how we are inheritors of this great faith tradition of our forebears in the faith. And this verse where the psalmist says, "The Lord has done great things for us and we are glad indeed," I've wondered how that can be our proclamation as people of faith. It seems to me that one of the things that we so often do as 21st century North American religious types is that we think that everything that is going along well in our lives, that somehow we did it on our own, and everything that is deficient in our lives somehow requires divine intervention. And it seems to me that we take a great deal for granted. When the psalmist says, "The Lord has done great things for us," what are the great things? Certainly, the Lord in the history of Israel, the Lord provided bread in the wilderness, the Lord provided deliverance from Pharaoh, the Lord provided messengers, the prophets, the Lord provided deliverance from Babylon. The Lord has provided all of these great historic moments. And the Lord provides for the mundane as well. For those of us who didn't share in those great moments of Israel, it's helpful for us to reflect upon all of the ways that God's greatness is present in our lives. that may not mean a huge quote unquote miracle. The Lord has done great things for us because the Lord has given us another day. The Lord has provided health. The Lord has provided shelter. The Lord has provided our daily bread. The Lord has provided our family and friends and neighbors. The Lord has provided us the ability to earn a living. The Lord has provided for us the things that we so often take for granted, the ability to walk, the ability to see, the ability to hear. The Lord has done great things for us. And perhaps this is a challenge for those of us who are always looking for the big production and overlooking the ways in which God's presence is with us every day. The psalmist then makes a turn, petitioning God to restore the people's good fortune. And this notion that the goodness of God is like returning with a bountiful harvest. Now, those of us who are not in agrarian societies, and those of us who do not deal with food stress, can't quite grasp what it means to have an abundant harvest. And yet, if we think about it, we know what it means to be provided for. Perhaps what our challenge is to remember that everything that we are and everything that we have comes from God. The Lord has done great things for us, whether we recognize it or not. The question is, can we be glad? Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.